Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. We have this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can listen to us on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 Central Standard Time. We also have a Facebook page. If you would please go in and like our page, Divine Goddess Radio, we'd love it. We are trying to get up to 1,000 listeners, and there will be a big surprise once we reach that 1,000. We also have a blog talk page that we sit here and write brief little things that are going on energetically, what people need to know about at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. We also have a website, divinegoddessradio.com. You can go and check out that site. I think it's pretty doggone nice. Marie put it together. And you can also sign up for sessions with Marie or myself, and it will give the times that we have offered, the pricings. If you want to do a goddess party with one or both of us, we come into your the community, whether it's a private business, whether it's a corporation, churches, there is schools, wherever you guys are open to. And we do readings, we can teach classes, if there's something specific that you want to know about. And just go check out our page, because we have our own individual information on there about what we do individually, what we do together, as well as, is there anything else that I'm leaving out?
I'm going to be adding a page for events that we'll be doing, and where you can find us if we're at a local, Beth is
A
local store.
Yes.
So you can go and see her there, and we're going to be putting together a holiday psychic bazaar. So that'll more information will follow. So wherever we're going to be attending expos or we're going to be at stores, anywhere doing readings, that'll be posted on the calendar.
Yes, and I'm at a new place. It's really cool. It's in Anoka, the New Moon Metaphysical Store. So I'm there a couple times this week, as a matter of fact. So come in there, check it out. Check it out. So
yeah, and so today's show, we have a guest speaker with us. Her name is Deanna Felsted. And she is going to be talking about 9 critical things that business owners need to know. And I think this is a very relevant topic because people out there right now are wanting to start a business and get out there, and she's going to be helping all of us. Welcome, Deanna.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Very excited to be with you guys tonight.
Well, we are so excited that you took the time to come on and talk to us and our listeners, because I think this is a piece of information that right now is really poignant, because everybody that I know right now, we're looking for what's the next step, mm-hmm. what's the next step. And, you know, and I know there's a lot of people like me who are coming out of a profession that I was a robot, and I don't have a clue what I need to start doing. So I am really looking forward to this. But if you would like to give us a little information about, talk about who you are, what got you started to doing, you know, the part that you are doing right now business-wise, and what is your clientele? Does it fit everybody? Is there a specific individual that you're looking for? So whatever it is that you would like to say or, you know, for people to know about you.
Well, my story is I came off, I had a very successful career. I was 20 some years in account management and sales. And most recently, I was with a company with a startup business at a local bank and did their mortgages. We started a wholesale branch of a mortgage. So it was just a great kind of burst of department of this bank, and built that with a lot of help from, you know, with the law of attraction and visioning and doing, just a lot of stuff with, you know, hard work and tenacity, and built that business to more successful than I would have ever guessed that it would have been. But there came a day when I, you know, looked down at my commission check and kind of, as I put it, what I should have felt, I didn't. And I remember specifically what the kind of the phrase that went through my mind was, I knew that this was the springboard, but it was not my destination. And so I would kind of lay my life to go back to school and earn my certification, because I really knew what I wanted all along even as a child, was to be a psychologist or to help people. So I researched different schools and ended up going back to school and earning my certification as a therapeutic coach, which is really, it's kind of an overall theme working with NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, HNLP, which is humanistic neuro-linguistic programming, as well as a master hypnotherapist. What all that means is I love working with the mind, working with the subconscious mind and different things. So my mission at that point after I graduated was to start my own business, which I did. And my plan at the time was, the biggest plan that I had was to do it on a hope, wish, and a prayer, and kind of thinking that I know how to do this. I built a successful business before and really kind of felt like I had it all put together and didn't really need to follow a real strong plan. Well, unfortunately, the business did not succeed. And I ended up literally walking away. My business at the time, I shut the doors on it and didn't even want to go back to it. And it was just left myself with this huge hole. So I went back and tried, to going back to what I did know, and that was in account management, and that didn't work either, because I knew that my soul called for, I knew what I wanted to do, but I was just felt like I had failed and everything. So what I did was I knew I had to go back and figure out what it was that I had done wrong. And one of the biggest things is I didn't listen to people that were intelligent people that knew what they were doing, and to, and listen to them. That was, I felt like, meh, I knew it all. So what I did was I went back and started learning, reading, studying, researching, just what makes somebody successful. And a lot of it, some of it you learn from the business books. You know, it's like you need to have a business plan. But some of what I had come across, I would have never guessed that I would have had to address when starting my business, such as what is my relationship with money? You know, what does that have to do with my own business? How do I handle my relationships? What if, as far as, just my own life, what are the values and standards that I bring to the table? How is that going to affect, how I reach out? So that's what I've learned throughout the process. And so the process that I went through, I ended up writing my book, which is called Follow Your Purpose. And basically it's a kind of a step-by-step guide on a guide for laying a strong business foundation. And that has really become my passion, because there are so many business owners. I have been just so blessed with being able to meet with so many, mostly women business owners, although that really hasn't set out to be, but organically that's kind of who I found that I have been working with, that have such unique offerings to offer to this world that I want to be able to help them to not make the mistakes that I have made in my business. And if you're familiar with the game of chutes and ladders, the childhood game, where you kind of go up the steps and then you might have to take some chutes and then you might get lucky in some and take some, get a ladder and go up, many spaces on the board. I feel like my life plan, what I did was I took a lot of the chutes in the hopes that I can help people just take what I've learned and have that create a ladder for them so they don't have to make the same mistakes, because I nearly lost everything in the process, and it's created, me to be at an all-time low with myself. And so, not having a strong financial plan, it's hard to build a business built on desperation, not on motivation. So that's kind of my background story. So it's just, to take those, what I've learned, and really help business owners to lay a strong foundation so that their business can succeed and they can go out and do what they're meant to do in this world and make a difference.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's, well, first of all, I think that's really awesome, because, with the, you're doing a great energy exchange. I mean, you've built the business, you've made it successful, and now you're turning around and teaching others. And that you know, you talked about law of attraction, that all plays into that. So I think that's really great.
I love that you say not to create it out of desperation, because so many people do. I don't want to go back into the workforce. I quit my job. So, you know, and they try and they don't have a plan, and I'm right there with it, right there. And I, the thing that so far that you've said so far that's really poignant with me is the relationship with money. Man, do I need to explore that.
No, but in all the classes and everything, that's not something until I had to experience it myself. I would have never thought. That was not in any business plan that I looked at.
I know how to do that.
It's those type of things that are the obstacles, and even your own value, especially in this type of an industry when you're trying to sell yourself and not really a product. You're trying to sell yourself, and that you're at front and center in your own value and how you feel about yourself. You have to promote that every single day. And if you don't feel real strong about your own value, it's hard, and your business isn't going to go very far. So it's those type of things that we work with.
I agree, because I'm also a realtor. That's my full-time job, and I have to do that. That's like a daily thing with me, is that if you want people to trust in you, you have to be confident in your skills and abilities so people pick up on that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, one very common thing that I hear too is being visible. Well, it's very hard to create a business when you don't want to be visible. And I know personally, you know, the universe slapped me in the face with that one as far as, that was a lesson that I had to learn, and I really didn't like the lesson that it taught me on that one. But, you know, I had to learn it. So, but, yeah, you can't be invisible and create a business at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what is really interesting? This has been the topic this whole week with everybody, and all last week, everybody that I know. So this is just, like, really appropriate to have a show on this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, so let's jump in. What are the 9 things that business owners need to know?
Well, I will go through briefly, kind of kind of frontline the most critical or the 9 most critical things. And I think the first thing, I kind of look at it as it's the same as building a house, is that you need to build the blueprint, or you need to kind of design the blueprint of where you're going. And then you have to lay the foundation, create the space for it, you know, dig up, you know, I liken it to like digging up a soil. You know, you kind of see what's underneath there. Is it a really rich soil? Or maybe there are some obstacles and some rocks that maybe you need to address. And then from there, you can really build the structure. So, the first critical step is you really need to define your current location. And that's like the foundation of the business. But it's a part that really gets missed. And it's really laying everything out of the table. It's laying out everything from your finances, you know, where you're at with your finances, everything, to knowing exactly what are the interest rates that you're being charged on if you have a car loan, you know, what's your everything that comes to your finances. What are your assets? What are your liabilities? Because if you try to put it aside and not address it, it's going to come up. You can't just hide from something. If you hide from something, you hide from everything. So, you know, that's just something. So what we do, like in my business strategies, we look at every area of your life, from your finances to where you're at currently with your career, even how you spend your free time, your recreation free time, your physical fitness, where you are with your own health and physical fitness and that. Your environment, what does your environment look like, as well as your relationships. And I do bring spirituality into it, although, you know, that's because that's an important piece for myself, and it's part of, you know, and I think even gratitude is part of a spiritual practice. So it's not, I don't want to alienate people with that, but, you know, there is that piece as well. So one of the things that we do is, you know, you need to know where your starting point is at from all pieces of it. So because you can't, you know, all of it just kind of has to come out. And then as far as, you know, what is the objective for your business? And that's kind of it's the broad line why, and it's more of the pragmatic in some ways. approach to it, you know, what's the objective and why are you doing what you're doing? And it's really being clear and defining exactly, you know, what it is, why you're doing this. And some of that can be, like I said, it can be very pragmatic. It can be, you know what, I just want to build a business that allows me to be flexible with my hours or that allows me to stay at home. But really knowing and be authentic with the reasons why you're doing what you're doing. And the objectives for that and being very clear about that. The next thing would be your mission. What's the mission for that for your business? What's the, you know, where are you looking to get with that? As well as the vision and the mission are two different things, but the vision for that is, you know, where do you see yourself? What do you really want your business to be known for? What's the big picture that you're trying to get to? And so then you can kind of begin to fill in the gaps. But, you know, a lot of people just don't even have a clear idea. It's like, well, I know what I'd like to do. This is what I want to do. You know, I mean, you know, but I'm not exactly sure where I want to get to. And that's where they need a lot of clarity is you need to know where you're going and what it looks like. Because without that, how do you even know how to market it? You know, how do you,
right.
If you want to reach a global reach, but you're, you know, only working with coffee shops that you're posting posters, you know, it's not, there's kind of a misalignment on that. So being very clear on the mission as well as the vision for your business is crucial.
Okay.
So the fourth thing would be your goals. You know, what are your goals? And I take a little bit of a different approach to that, too, is because I don't want, you know, the goals for the business to be always just some, you know, goal or, you know, a reach that's out there that's kind of a brass ring that you're trying to attain. So when I think of the goals, it's also also aligning them with your own standards and your own values. Just like in my own case, you know, there is some, my goal was at one point just to make money. You know, it's like I wanted to make this certain amount of money in, you know, in my business. Well, in the process, the values that I held dear as far as with my own family were, you know, that there was definitely a misalignment in that. And so, the family values suffered during that process in trying to reach the goal of the money. So it's not only just aligning the goals and having the goals, but make sure that everything from your life is held intact on that as well. So you are aligning what are the values that you bring and the intention that you bring to the table to make sure, and that also just brings authenticity. So you're authentic about who you're trying to reach and what you're trying to attain. That in itself is just, you know, like a magnetic force that's just going to attract the right type of people. So, you know, and again, it speaks to clarity, being very clear on, you know, who you are and what you're trying to accomplish. So another piece of it would be your target market. And, you know, that's it, to be absolutely very clear on who you're trying to reach. And that can be down to, we do kind of a fun exercise, and I think, you know, creating avatars of exactly, you know, knowing who exactly it is that you're trying to reach. Who is that absolute ideal person from how they spend their free time? What are their goals? Do they need to, you know, get permission to use your services? What are their values? You know, what do they do? What are, you know, do they work full-time, part-time? So being incredibly clear on who you're trying to reach and who your reach is. And at the same time, also being clear on who you're not looking to. So, because sometimes it's hard for people to say, well, you know, my business is so broad, I can reach, you know, a lot of different people. So I really don't have, you know, it could be male, it could be female, it could just be, you know, I can do so much for so many different people. But maybe it's, you know, if that seems too big for people, that it's like you do really have to bring it down to a very pretty narrow focus, but then also being clear on who it is that you're not looking to work with. You know, is there a certain demographic that it just doesn't really work with who you're trying to be. And again, it's bringing that authenticity to your business. You know, that's who, you know, authentically you are and who you want to reach in your own practice. Okay. Another piece of it is competition. You know, who's your competition? And, you know, a lot of people, when they think of competition, they automatically think of, oh, that kind of brings out this defensive, you know, it's like, oh, you know, my competition, you know, I don't want to know who they are, you know, because it's like just, it kind of brings that, you know, may the better person win, it's competing, it's that. But knowing who your competition is also brings the energy to your business. And the fact is, what unique value do you bring to the table that maybe the other person doesn't? Like I say, you know, I know so many business coaches, but I haven't really seen one that has the same, you know, platform that I'm really going after. So everybody brings something unique to the table, but really knowing and embracing your competition, you know, that brings a completely different energy to your business. And it works with more of collaboration than it does with competing. So that's kind of a unique, you know, exercises that we do. But then also having a clear marketing plan. You know, knowing what your mission and your vision is, who your target client is, how are you going to find these people? And how does that look every single day to reach your marketing plan? You know, who are you, you know, and what's the intention? You may have a website, you may have, you know, you may be a blogger, you may be using Twitter. What's the intention behind each of those pieces and, you know, creating something very clear so that, again, you're reaching your target audience. And the most important piece of this all is also a financial plan. You need to have some type of a financial plan with it. And it's a piece that can't be missed. Believe me, if there's anything that I can tell you, you need to have a financial plan. Because like we said, you know, it's you need to know that you're, I mean, it goes back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You need to know that you're safe, you're secure, that your basic needs are covered. Because if you're trying to build a business based on the energy of desperation, and clients can feel that, you know, a mile away, and that will show up in your marketing, it will show up in everything, even in your pricing. You know, how you're setting your pricing, you know, what's the value, you know, knowing the value that you bring to the table can sometimes get lost when it's just like, oh, crap, I just need to make the mortgage. So those are basically, those are the 9 critical factors that people need to really spend some time to know in the business.
So would that be your recommendation that everybody has to have those 9 done, not one of them missing, before you jump in and you start doing it on your, you know, start doing it?
You know, at time, I believe in the ideal world, yes, but there's also a lot of people that, you know, the business is really starting to blossom. They've decided that, you know, they want to be a website developer. You know, I just met with a client the other day that it was just people are lining up waiting for her to get going. You know, because they've got a lot of people. But I still believe that it's like, yes, for sure to have the business plan and to at least be working with somebody that you're doing it at least in tandem to make sure those things are in place. Because, like I said, you know, it's like unless you really kind of lay out that foundation, and that's really what it's about, is laying that strong foundation. Now, kind of what I've learned is that sometimes you really don't even know what you're missing until you've been in the business for a while. So, you know, some of my clients have been trying it on their own for like 6 months to a year, or they're just really not getting a lot of clarity, and their business isn't really growing. So at that point, then yes, it's time. At any time where your results are not matching, something is out of alignment. But yes, in the ideal world, having all of these things set before you really jump in would be ideal, or to get the best results, or, you know, the most, and to create a sustainable business.
Yeah.
And that's really ultimately the goal, is to have a sustainable business, because you could have all the clients that you want and everything, but maybe you know, it's not even attracting your ideal client, you know, and maybe you're taking clients that, you know, out of, again, out of desperation, that really isn't helping the business to grow. So it's all really about having the business not be around today, but having the business be around so you're really fulfilling your passion and building it the way you'd want and for the future.
Hmm. So then if you have that passion and you know what it is that you want to do, then now what? Then what do you do?
That is the best time, I think, is to seek any type of coaching in that. And so you know that you have the passion, so it's to start to build that foundation. And to really, that's the, is to start building that clarity around what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So it's really all about becoming as clear as you can with what you're doing. You know, and like I said, oftentimes maybe the business will start before, you know, maybe you started to do it kind of on the side or something like that. But really being, creating that clear focus every day, it's, you know, working with somebody that can really create that foundation. Because often the business planning piece of it helps you to also answer the questions really before that they're asked. And so it's better to answer those questions before, you know, it becomes a problem or before there's an issue. So if you've got a passion and you know that you're, this is something that you really want to pursue, even if maybe it's not something that you can jump right into right away, start the process, absolutely. And that's actually probably the best time to do it, because then you can build the financial plan around while you're still building the business.
Oh, okay. So what if you, what happens if you're doing all these things but then nothing works and your business just kind of keeps like spinning in a circle?
Generally, when you find that happening, when nothing is really working, usually it's something with the clarity or the mindset. So, and working with clients, that's really the first, if you're, you know, you feel like you've kind of done all of these things, or at least you've done a majority of them, but really the marketing's not working, something's not working, chances are it's something with some tweak needs to happen with maybe the mindset. And that's, you know, that can be a big obstacle. Maybe it is something to do with value, or maybe it's, you know, your own relationship with money. But usually that would be something that, you know, there might be a bigger block out there than not just spending the time doing the, you know, all of your efforts that you're doing. So that would be the first area that I would try, is that, you know, what is it, what is, how is it perhaps that maybe you're sabotaging your own efforts in building your business?
Oh, okay.
So what would... There's so many people out there who have, who do what you do, but, you know, everybody has their own strategy. Who do you know, who you should go with? How do you know if they're the right one? I mean, do you have any tips on that? How do you know if it's the right thing to do? That's where I'd be going. I have 20 different ones to choose from. Who do I choose? You know, even though intuitively, you know.
Mm-hmm. Interview them. Because you'll know. You'll know which one is going to, which is going to kind of fit with you. But, and I don't know of a business coach out there that went through, you know, a consultation, you know, just kind of learning more about your business. But yes, I would invite you to just interview as many business coaches out there, because you'll know which one seems like, even what their platform is. You know, some work with just, you know, leadership skills. Some work with the foundation. And just by a conversation, I would say, yeah, just interview as many as you feel that you need to, just to try to find that right fit, because you'll know which one will feel right and go with your gut, especially in the business.
Now, would you be able to recommend what would be the top two questions that you would ask somebody during an interview? You know, because like me, just anybody coming off the street, it's like, okay, I wouldn't even know what to ask. What would be the two most important questions that you could recommend that I should at least ask?
Well, you know, the thing is that the first thing that comes to mind is, I think that would be something that the business coach would actually want to ask, you know. So for you to ask, you know, I think it would be the first thing is, you know, how can you, I would say, addressing what your obstacles are. First of all, being very clear on what your own obstacles are, where you are in your own process with the business. And then, you know, outlining that and then asking those questions, saying, you know, these are the obstacles that I'm facing. How can you help me with these obstacles? What's your strategy for helping me with these obstacles? So, and then you can get a better feel for their process and how they would, you know, work with that.
Okay. And one thing I wanted to ask you was about the marketing piece. I mean, there's so many ways to market. How do you know which one is best for your business?
And that really becomes with being very clear on who your target market is, because I mean, there's so many social media avenues and everything out there. But once you're clear on your vision and your mission, vision, and your target client, you'll know it narrows the focus down to how you're going to find them. I mean, if your business is, you know, somebody, if you're working business to business with somebody, you know, and you're looking to working with executives, Pinterest is probably not the avenue that you're going to go, you know. So, you know, a lot of people want to do the one size fits all. It's like, I have to be on all these different social medias. This is exactly what I want to do. And they just kind of get overwhelmed by the process. Really, it's really defining who your target market is, and then how do you find those? What's the social media that's going to, you know, bring those avenues home? Plus, knowing what your intention is, like even with your website. What's the intention of your website? You know, that's a huge marketing piece right there. You know, what is it? Just to drive traffic to them? Is that going to be a sales tool? So really, getting clear on whatever marketing avenue that you're working with, what's my intention behind that, and that also provides different clarity. But until you've really defined who your target client is, it's really hard to find them in this pack of so many different, it's like a needle in a haystack. But when you know which needle you're looking for, it's a little bit easier. So.
Okay. So like with our website, we want to drive traffic to have people actually book appointments with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we would market that specifically that way. Instead of just saying check out our website, we would change the wording and to have people go there, but to specifically book readings with us.
Right, and that would, and I don't want to say that I am a website guru, because I think there's a lot of brilliant people out there that do that. But yes, knowing what's the intention behind it helps you, that it's like, okay, this is really, you know, we're really looking for bookings through this. Well, that helps, you know, to know exactly how to, you know, how to do that, what's the focus on that. And like I said, there's brilliant people out there that would know how to do that.
Okay.
How to make that happen, okay. But again, it's clarity.
You know, my question is, how do you know if you have a business opportunity or if it's actually just a hobby? And can your hobby be turned into a business, or is it really just a hobby and you're spending a lot of money on that hobby and getting it nowhere? I mean, you know, are there certain signs? How do you know?
You know, that's an interesting question because, you know, again, it really does speak to the mindset. A lot of people, I'm trying to generalize, but there are people that, and I have to say that I was one of them, that it's like, I want this business, and at the same time are doing everything on the side as well. It's like, well, I really want this business to work. However, not in their mindset, aren't creating it as a business. I remember being in a networking event one time, it was a networking event, and somebody asked the question, what would you be doing, what would you do if your business didn't work out? And the thought that came to my mind was get a job. And that was just like such a slap in the face to me, because it's like, well, don't I already have a job? Isn't this what my job is? And that was, you know, it's like, it really goes back to the mindset. It's like that is where, again, clarity comes into it. Are you running your business like a hobby, or are you running it like a business? If you truly want it to be a business, even if you only have the opportunity to work on it 4 hours a day, those 4 hours running it like a business, you know, again, just speaks to the mindset and how you're, and again, having that clear financial plan of going, how is, you know, perhaps my day job going to help me to fund that, and getting your mindset, you know, really clear around the fact that it's, you know, that it's all part of the plan. It's a life plan. It's not, you know, I have this day job I can't get rid of. This is all part of the plan to get me to where I want to go. And those are, again, if that would have been a time, I didn't have the luxury financially at that point, which seems incredibly ironic to hire a business coach. And that was, I tried to do my business on my own without having, I didn't have the financial resources to hire the coach. And that was so important because there's so much crap that you run up against every single day, and it's your own crap. So, you know, it's the mind games that you play and all these different things. And that's your business from, you know, from perhaps, you know, a hobby or part-time into a business. That's the best time to hire a coach if you're really serious about it, so they can fast forward or get you a little bit more on the fast track to get there.
Okay, you know, I have a question on that. So, and I get mm-hmm. what it is that you're saying, because I agree with that. But what if, you know, there's individuals out there to where they would love to have a business coach, but literally the finances just aren't there right now. So it's kind of like that catch-22. They're damned if they do, mm-hmm. they're damned if they don't. You know what I'm saying? Then what would you
right.
recommend until, I suppose, well, yeah, I don't know, because we're all in such unprecedented, you know, uncharted territory right now. I don't know what anything is anymore. So it's like, what would you recommend?
Just be open to the support, during the whole, during the entire time, that it's like opening to opportunities. And if you can't hire a business coach, at least get yourself in with people that will support you in the process. I had a great family and everything, but I, you know, I had my own family. I think family and friends sometimes can have their own, there is their own dynamic that will come into that. So what I would recommend is somebody that you find somebody, even if it's accountability partner, somebody else that can come into it that's invested in the success of for your business, that is outside of family, outside of friends, even outside of spouses, that you can, you know, that has some type of accountability, that it's like that you need somebody that you can bounce ideas off of with, or just that's going to support you in, oh my gosh, I'm really having a crappy day right now. You know, I've made 25 phone calls or, you know, telemarketing calls or whatever it is, and it's I'm not getting anywhere. Somebody that's there that you can just support you in the down days and support you. You know, and there's, I mean, I have on my website, if there's, you know, it's open forum, that if you have a question or anything, that you're having something on my website, you can ask me questions. I can support you. I mean, I'm a firm believer in support, that it's like, it's a hard business to start a business on your own. And you need to arm yourself with as much support as possible. Even if you can't pay for somebody, you know, I think there's other groups and everything out there that, you know, accountability partners, trying to find one. Just reach out to your networks.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I know we had advertised that if people would call in and ask a question about business, you would give them a free ebook, right? An ebook
mm-hmm.
version of your book. So if anybody wants to call in, 347-327-9360, you can do that. How would you deliver the ebook to them?
If they would, they can email me at Deanna@soulpurpose, soulpurpose.co. I will email them the copy of the book back to them. So
okay.
And yes, that
sounds
is a great
good.
Resource for anybody, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we do have
mm-hmm.
a caller, so I'm going to put the caller
I have a question.
On
can I call? Can I call in so I can get that e-book?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh. Okay, let's put our caller on and see if what question they have.
Okay.
Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Kelly from Eagan, Minnesota.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello. So I am focusing, and I was interested in your comments because, oh boy, do I have to change my mindset. I'm trying to build a holistic healing business.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked your comment about the hobby because I do need to change that just a little bit more because I do work full time. So I need to change my mindset. But how do I market to the mainstream with a holistic business? That's where I need to break in and expand that.
So what is your business? Can I ask what your business is?
I do energy healing, Reiki, different forms of energy healing.
Okay. And you want to break in. So what would be your ideal? Who are you looking to work with?
I'm looking for people who have had success with depression, people who have had migraines, people who have had accidents that are healing from that.
Okay.
I've been trying to target chiropractors.
Mm-hmm.
Who have whiplash, can't do much right muscles.
Okay.
So what I do is Reiki, and that can help release all of that so they can get in and do some muscle manipulation. You know, how do I target and try to get into those businesses like the pain management businesses, things like that, when they may not quite be open to the alternative because we can't take insurance?
Because you can't, somehow the connection kind of keeps cutting out because you can't what?
We can't take insurance.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm not billable for insurance.
You know, a big
people
piece of that
out of the pocket.
You know, and that is a challenge, but it does. There's many people out there that are, you know, have booming businesses in Reiki and everything. So yes, that's going to be a challenge, or it can be, you know, something to consider. But I think a lot of that is just really with the education piece with it. It doesn't. The question is basically on the overcoming the insurance obstacle or having them understand what you're doing.
Well, I think I can educate them easily enough on what I do. It's
mm-hmm.
getting the referrals for patients to want to pay out of pocket.
Right.
So I've seen
the
preventative business for it. You know, some physicians are open to the alternatives from art because it ends up being preventative, so where they can actually heal themselves and not have to go down the pharmaceutical line or that type of thing.
Right. Well, and the big key in everything that would be in building the relationships, you know, building the relationships with them and, you know, education and how that can really help them, how you can collaborate them and team up to, you know, to work with them. But so it really kind of comes down to the really educating and understanding what, you know, a lot of it is understanding what's the intervention point. And I talk about that. Different things. It's like at what point do they can find their pain enough, whether, you know, the chiropractor, that it's like what piece of it are they struggling with, that it's like, you know, is it client loyalty or coming back, to really understanding them enough to know, well, what piece of it that is that you can interject to really help them, and learning to collaborate with them to help that piece. Does that make sense?
It does, because my goal is to work with somebody who wants to heal themselves. I don't want them to become dependent.
Mm-hmm. So really it's working with them and understanding that piece, but really so understanding that, you know, that chiropractor or, you know, whoever you're
mm-hmm.
trying to get referrals or whatever thing, you know, so that it doesn't, that they're not looking to you going, well, wait a minute, you know, your competition, why would I refer you? But really truly understanding their business and going, oh, maybe there's somebody that, you know, what piece of it can I would be a really good fit, you know, a difficult client that they're working with, that maybe that would be something, but truly understanding, you know, building that relationship and so
like
find that true intervention. What was that?
Right. And so coming up with a portfolio of marketing materials and testimonials to them and help educating and building those relationships then with them by networking.
Yeah, and, you know, I think just out of, you can get really wrapped up in having the pretty pieces of paper and all of that, the right marketing material, but I truly believe that it's just starting out just talking to people and understanding their business and understanding that you don't have to get, I don't want you to get tied up in this creative piece that it's like, now I need to have five pieces of marketing material. You know, a conversation over a cup of coffee or herbal tea would really do just as well right now, just to really truly understand them. You know, they're probably not looking for a presentation. They're understanding, wanting to get, just get to know you and how your business operates and how they can refer, you know, so that they would be comfortable to refer. That comes more with relationships than it does with a brochure. Does that make sense?
Yep. I've even offered my half-hour sessions for them to come try it out at no cost so they can experience it.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great.
Well.
You know, it hasn't worked well?
Mm-mm. Nope. But I'm just going to have to keep pounding the pavement then.
Well, tell you what, Kelly. Yeah, you know, I tell you what. Email me after and we can talk because, you know, we can work a little bit together to talk a little bit more about what you're trying to do. So you get my email, email me at deanna@soulpurpose.co, and we'll talk further about kind of what you're trying to accomplish. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yes, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Right, I'll put you back on hold, Kelly. Okay. Well, that was, you know what, that was a really good question, though. I think that, you know, if anybody else is listening, I think that was really good because a lot of people in the spirituality field, really, everybody is wondering, how do you break into mainstream? Because mainstream is slowly, you know, starting to pull us in, but you really want to be the one to really get your fingers out there.
Right, absolutely. And it's all working together. I mean, there was a time when chiropractor seemed to be so alternative, you know, and now that's definitely more mainstream. So I think it's just going to come with, it's, you know, education, that it's, you know, we're all out for the same goal, and that's to help one another and alleviate their pain.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Do you have some other information that you wanted to share with the listeners?
You know, I guess the big thing that I just, I guess the point or whatever that I just wanted is that my biggest passion with people is that I think we have these passions. People have the, something that they kind of know that they're meant to do, and it takes a lot of courage to step out there, and if you know what it is, if you can even name what your passion is, you're far ahead of the game right there, because a lot of people just like, you know, I know that there's more out there, just don't know what it is. But so if you have a passion and it's something, it is possible with the right, like I say, with the right foundation in that, that, you know, you can build sustainable businesses. And that is something that it's like, if I could just drill that point home, is, you know, that foundation is so strong that, and it doesn't have to be this overwhelming sense of something incredibly overwhelming, but it's just, you know, making sure that they have asked the right questions, that they've been, that they're true to themselves and honest with themselves to know that it's like, hey, this is where everything is. Because, you know, I want people to have, to be able to follow their passion and live, you know, have those sustainable businesses. So just take the time, however it may be. Yeah, you know, if my book, I would love it if my book, you know, got out there and helped people just to kind of dig a little bit deeper into their business, to ask them, you know, to do. But if it wasn't me, to be working with another coach, to somebody, or just using the resources out there to really be honest and true and take the time to really do the necessary work, so that they can, that business can be sustainable into the future. So
And I think, like I said in the beginning, there are so many brilliant, brilliant people out there that have such talent that, I mean, I just am in awe at some of the people that what they're doing and what their passions are. And it's, and we all come to it with a very unique, something very unique to offer. Mm-hmm. And how exciting it is to be in a time that, to be in a world that it's like these things are possible, to bring it out to the mainstream, to get it out to the masses, because I truly believe that's where the healing and where that the change is going to come, because so much of this work is really getting to know yourself a little bit better. So who couldn't benefit from that?
How long does somebody usually have to work with, you know, you or someone like you? What would be a normal, like an average process?
I do individual strategy sessions. They're business strategy sessions, and that's 6 months. The process is 6 months. But okay. It's really at the end of the 6 months, you get, you've walked away with a strong financial plan, but we also do a lot of individual coaching in there as well. So you get 6 hours of individual coaching just with anything, topics or whatever that come up during the process. So that's where the other tools. So we work with any of the, you know, sabotaging, if you're doing some type of self-sabotage or values and beliefs, and working with price setting and everything. So by the time that 6 months is done, you really, I mean, you've got a very clear vision on where you're going. Plus, you've done some work on yourself to know that, yep, you know what, I've done some really good work. I do also offer group strategy sessions that are fun, too, because that's, you're working with six other business owners, so you can collaborate. There's a little bit more collaboration that comes in, and that's a four-month. So it's a little bit more fast-paced, but because we don't do as much as the individual coaching on that, that's more of the group. So those are the 4 months. And then I do they're called Vision Masterminds, which are just mainly for the accountability piece, and that's eight business owners. So eight business owners that would get together, and that's more I facilitate them or I kind of oversee it, but that's a mastermind concept is where you really do, you have the accountability. Everybody participates and everybody gets involved. You may have a challenge within your business that you bring to the table every month. You get 15 minutes to kind of talk about the challenges, and then you all collaborate together to help through. So that's more of the accountability. It's more of, it's not an immersion into your business. It's just more of top line. And then I do just individual counseling, individual coaching too, if you just need, you know, one or two sessions, just by the hour.
So, okay. What do your sessions cost then?
The individual session for the 6 month is $9.99, and like I say, that includes the 6 month program, 6 hours of individual coaching. So it's you meet once a month. You meet once a month, and then you also get six hours of individual coaching. You get a membership into a mastermind. You get weekly accountability, online, and then just online unlimited email support as well. The group strategy sessions are $6.99, and that's, like I say, up to six members. And then the masterminds are $175 for the membership, and that holds your unique position. So we don't like to, like I wouldn't for any of the strategy sessions or the masterminds, I do like to keep them unique businesses, so perhaps there wouldn't be two Reiki people within a mastermind. We want people to be able to openly share and marketing ideas, you know. It's, although we do the competition, we just want, you know, that there's always that piece of it. So it's always in unique businesses. So and then it's $25 a month for that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have a question for you. When you do your coaching, does your intuition come into it with the person? And have you ever had someone where you started a coaching session and you're like, no, this is not the business. This is not going to work out for you. You're in the wrong, you're going up the wrong alley kind of thing?
I haven't had that situation happen. I have had situations where we've had to put the business planning aside to work on some other issues, you know, that some other things needed to be cleared before we could really move forward. So that has happened, that it's like before, before we could really move, other stuff needed to be happen before we could really move forward, because otherwise she was just banging her head up against a wall, you know. So we took the time. So then that's really why I like to also have those coaching sessions as part of a package, because you need that. I mean, you don't know at what time certain things are going to come up, because you don't really, you know, as we're talking to, you know, you're talking about your own values, your own, you're doing business planning and life planning. So there's a lot of stuff that, so no, I haven't had that particular, but we've had to kind of put the business planning aside.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Cause I was just curious, cause I thought, well, you know, someone had an idea and they're just, for some reason, okay, let me look at the wall, Beth. I was thinking, I'm looking at her. If someone had an idea and they came to you, but they're just not, it's just not 100% fit, you know, how would you handle that? Because, I mean,
the business,
you know, it comes up
fit
in other areas.
The business would be a fit for them, or the...
That the business would not even, it's not even viable that they would even, should even run a business. You know what I mean?
There
are some people
then there would be... Yeah, and how I would handle that is definitely take it more into a personal coaching than it would be to business planning. But we get so immersed into the business itself that we really work a lot with, you're working with your own stuff. So that would, chances are, hopefully some of that would be flushed out.
Oh, okay. Okay. Where are you located then?
I office out of Apple Valley. So
most
of the sessions and everything are out of Apple Valley, but I travel. So
And so it's like, is this something that people could sit here and call you from anywhere, and you can do it on the phone, and or are you somebody to where it's Skype, or does it need to be in person?
No, it doesn't. I do like to do it in person. I mean, I like to visually. So I do work with an actual meeting software. So, yes, we do it. We can do it online. We can do the entire session, so it does not have to be local. I can work with anybody nationally. So it just, not limited.
Okay. And for people listening, Apple Valley's in Minnesota, so just in case you are not from
Apple
Minnesota,
Valley.
That's where she's from. So how can people contact you, Deanna?
Best way to contact me is via email. Deanna@soulpurpose.co, or you can contact me, you can call me. My number is 612-816-8395.
Perfect.
And I do offer just one, you know, sessions, just, you know, consultation. So you can call me and just...
Okay. Oh, you do. Okay. Yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, this has been a very, very informative show.
It has, yeah. Right. I think...
Wow.
You know, I think it'll help people out there that might be struggling or wanting to start. I mean, it kind of gives them that the seed, plants the seeds and gets them to start thinking. And I think if people then, you know, need to go further, they could always contact you and see if it's a good fit and get the coaching.
Yes,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if they've got any questions regarding their business, everything, feel free to, you know, call me, email me. I'd love to, you know, just if you've got questions about their business, feel free to contact me.
Awesome. All right.
I foresee that I will be doing it down in the future, but I'm exploring my relationship with money. That just continues to jump out at me, so I need to go deep within and do it and to really look at it.
Well, that's part of what we do. So if you're looking for somebody to help you with that, I can help.
All right. Well, thank you so much,
yes,
Deanna.
Thank you
for being
thank
on
you.
Our show and sharing your wisdom. And we will catch you all next week. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Have a wonderful week. We send you love and light.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.